Welcome, everyone. We're B'ez Hashem about to begin Power Word Series, Shir number 36. Some people rationalize their anoyas dvarim by saying he or she won't mind if I insulted them. But the truth is, hardly anyone is immune to feeling pain from words. Pam always used to stress people are sensitive. Whether people realize it or not, they are in different areas. And even if it's true that some people will not be hurt in ways that other people feel hurt, but everyone has a sore spot that could cause them suffering. And even if someone looks like they're not affected by insults, or they're oblivious to insults, or that it doesn't faze them, but you can never really tell whether that person really feels angry or hurt, even though they won't show it to others. There are a lot of people like that they show a tough front. I don't care what you think type of look. And it seems like they don't care what you say about them, but they really truly do. And they are people that experience a tremendous amount of agony, agmas nefesh, when they are insulted. But you won't see it on the outside because either they're too shy to express it, or they have a certain sense of pride, or they don't want others to see how vulnerable they are. So they'll put up a tough front as if to say, I don't care what you think about me. But they do care. One needs to understand that a large percentage of people hide their true feelings and may really be truly suffering when you insult them or hurt them or belittle them or you make fun of things that they consider precious, even though they don't reveal it to others. So don't take their outside behavior as showing that they don't care or they're not affected by your insults to think that they're not affected. Because most of the time, they actually are, and it runs very deep. And even if you ask them, oh, did you mind that I insulted you this way? Of course, they're going to say, no, I don't mind. I'm not sensitive to anything like that. It's above me. But you can't trust those words. You can't always be certain that that's actually the reality. It could be that they did feel hurt, either a small amount of pain or even a larger amount of pain, but they covered it up. So that is a real big yesod in Einas Devarim. Don't make assumptions. Don't make wrong, false assumptions that these type of people won't mind those insults. Another idea also with Einas Devarim is that if, let's say, you say something to someone and the person that you're saying it to did not hear you properly, don't insult them. Don't say, are you hard of hearing or something? Or you seem deaf? And things like that. Now, some people that are hard of hearing and will be very offended by you talking to them this way. They may have trouble hearing, actually. If someone is hard of hearing and you sense it, so it's sensitivity to figure out a way that they could see a physician to help them with that hearing issue. Some people who might seem to be hard of hearing are people maybe that concentrate very deeply or they daydream. And these tendencies may be annoying, but they can be used creatively and constructively. So if you deal with such type of people, try to get their attention in a pleasant way and then speak to them. If a person has this tendency, they won't take it personally. Another thing people tend to do is heckling. Like when someone's speaking in front of an audience, people enjoy insulting them or saying a sharp comment to bring them down. Causes a tremendous amount of embarrassment and distress. If you don't like what someone says, you have a right to disagree with them, but your manner of speaking needs to be respectful. In some instances, even when what a person says deserves strong criticism, you will do a disservice to your cause by insulting him. It requires a lot of shikal das of what you're allowed to say negative and when not. So here's an important idea. You speak objectively. You raise arguments in a healthy way if you're interacting with someone in an argument mode, but not to develop these unhealthy emotional outbursts or like very sharp personal attacks against someone. That only causes harm. Nothing good will come out of that. Another insensitivity people have is they look, zoom in on human characteristics. Very often it's height, whether you're, you know, short, whether you're tall. And people are sensitive to that. So if you call someone short or make fun of their, you know, make fun of them, the way their height is or lack of height is a nastavarim. You're not allowed to hurt somebody just because he's taller or shorter than the average tall or short here. So another aspect also is the helping from others. Our own tendency is to assume that what we do is correct and we are not causing any harm to anyone else. But an unbiased bystander will have a more accurate view on the situation. He or she will notice how other people really react to what you say. And if you're uncertain as to whether you cause people pain with your words, ask them for their observations. So if you're in the habit of insulting others or being afraid that even if you resolve a stop, you may forget your resolution, to ask other people to help you. Request them to remind you whenever you make a mistake. You will want to be certain that they will remember. Offer them some reward as an incentive. One last thing we're going to bring up in this particular share is the helpful sounding insults. A lot of insults sound well-meaning, but they're actual insults. For example, maybe this is too hard on you. You say something like that. First glance, what's the big deal? That's helpful. You're saying that maybe this is hard on you. You know, yesterday more or less told that to Moshe Rabbeinu. That wasn't considered Lashon Hara. He was being honest and helpful, and he said it's too much for you to judge Klal Yisrael alone. It's the same thing over here. It's personal, you know, concept over here of saying maybe it's too hard on you could be viewed as an insult. Or, I know better than you. Let me tell you what to do so that you won't keep doing things wrong. The motive may be helpful for saying that, but the wording implies that the person is incompetent and cannot be relied on to lead a better life himself, and he needs your assistance to do chesed. That's not the healthy message to bring across. One is to be careful, very careful about this. Okay, so the idea behind it in this shir is, again, don't think a person won't mind. People do mind, whether they acknowledge it initially or not. There's no question. Regarding not hearing, someone didn't hear you, not to insult that person. Maybe there's a reason why they couldn't hear. They need audio tests. A big point in this year is not to heckle. Heckle means you zoom in on the mic in the particular story. And basically, you have to be very careful. The idea behind everything is, like the Chofetz Chaim brings down, whatever you think could hurt another person, don't say. Whatever you think could help another person, that you say. That's a general guideline. And you follow this, you'll Be'ezus Hashem excel in not only removing the Isser of Inos Devarim, but enhancing people's lives by using positive, healthy language to build people up, to literally be Mechayim Esim in that area in life. Bracha and Hatzlacha.